views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Dr. Jen, and boy, we've got some dynamic energy we're bringing to the show today. But quickly, for those that have been following what's been going on with the interesting information and just spontaneous articles that I've been writing, and it's just flowing, so I'm going with it. I did post another one to my website yesterday that came through, and this one's on your higher self guidance. So you can go check that out after the show. It's at jenroyster.com. You'll see it. I'm excited because these articles or the painting is just really spontaneously coming through. And all I know is I'm supposed to share it with you. So that's what I'm doing. Wanted to bring that up really quick and let you know. Now today, wow, on the show, we have a really dynamic guest that I am excited to share with you. It's inspirational. If you're really feeling like you need something to encourage you to get out of where you're stuck, like the intro to this show is mentioning, that's what this guest today is all about. Her name is Nadine Lajoie. Very beautiful French name, isn't that? I just love the French accents, you know? And she is an amazing person. I mean, she is going, but she's an international award-winning entrepreneur. She's a leadership speaker. She's America's high-speed success coach. She's a champion motorcycle racer. She sings like an angel. She's a radio host. Whoa, let me keep going. She's a president and co-founder of the Teen CEO reality TV show. She trains and empowers entrepreneurs worldwide to achieve high performance, accelerate, increase productivity. I mean, it goes on and on. She has a system she uses called Prosperity Racing System. So she's using racing like an acronym that means something. And she just goes and goes and goes. She is one of the world premier leadership trainings at the racetrack for business and entrepreneurs, where she has this energy, knowledge, experience, and she transforms you at 180 miles per hour. How about that? I love that acronym she's using with that. She really is a motorcycle racer. If you look at, you know, the picture that we have there, she's just gorgeous on that motorcycle. I don't know anybody that looks that good riding around on a motorcycle, but she's amazing. Now, she's been featured everywhere, USA Today, ABC, Fox, CBS. She has walked stages with people like Marianne Williamson, Jean Houston, Michael Beckwith. I mean, we could just keep going. Donald Trump, Oprah Winfrey, you name it, she's been there, done that. And her mission, she wants to create motivating, inspiring programs, live events, TV shows, online products. And she uses that metaphor of motorcycle racing as a powerful and energetic medium. Now, I could keep going on, but I really want to bring her on because she's just amazing. Welcome to the show, Nadine.
Thank you very much for having me today. It's a pleasure.
Oh, well, we're awake now. Just reading everything you do wakes you up. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you really have. And, you know, before the show started, I really wanted to bring that up right off. You were sharing that it wasn't always this exciting for you, that you found your way through that. And that's the inspiration that really caught my attention. And I would love for you to just share, you know, your way your life was before, way it is now, and how you did that. I mean, you were a millionaire at 41 years old.
Yeah, thank you very much. And this is all my mission and all my passion. After I become a millionaire and retired, I was questioning myself, like probably a lot of your listeners, about what is my spiritual quest? What can I bring to the planet? What is my mission? Why am I on Earth? And for me, that story about that almost committed suicide in 95 always came back. That story always came back. I said, oh, I'm a good business woman. Oh, but I had that story. I was a champion motorcycle racer in a woman's class in 2006 or 2007 for the woman. And I also finished third at Daytona against 75 guys and top 10 in national USA against guys. Mm-hmm. But my story about the suicide always came back. So I said, okay, how can I bring all my success stories around an umbrella and make a difference and make an impact in the world? Mm-hmm. So that's why my story against suicide that I will share with you, I always share that, is really in the middle of everything that I do. Even if you have success in life, in business, in piano, motorcycle racing, volleyball and all that, I was not happy. Mm-hmm. I was not happy until the age of 25 years old. And for me, two passions saved my life. That was the piano and the volleyball. I was playing piano 1, 2, 3 hours a day and playing volleyball at least three times a week because my hole was so big inside myself. I needed to fill it with something. Mm-hmm. I was kind of lucky because I never went to drugs and alcoholism and like compensate with bad stuff. At least that was sports and music. And that's why for me it's really important that everybody who are on the call today to really focus on your dream, focus on your passion. Is it music, sports, kids, pets, whatever it is your passion, use that as kind of the motor or the racing fuel to get help, to help you to get through those bad days.
Absolutely. I relate to that. I do hear you because that's what my painting is for me. I have to go to the easel just for my inspiration sometimes. And that's my passion. So I'm applying what you are sharing with the listeners. And I really relate to that. And then you have all this energy where you feel like you didn't have any or you just felt like you weren't going anywhere. It just seems to it's like an octane fuel. I mean, it really does motivate you to get excited about something. It could just be gardening, whatever it is you love to do, right? That's what you're sharing, right?
Yes, anything that you love to do and you focus on that. And that's why when I'm coaching my client, there is really three major points that we go through. It's how to empower yourself. Empower is a word that I invented because of my big French-Canadian accent. I started to speak only in 2007. I still make a lot of mistakes in English, and I said, even when I was saying inspire, empower, or empower, everything sounded the same. So I said, okay, let's invent a word that hopefully one day will be in the dictionary. But at the same time, that means go inside yourself to discover your power. Mm-hmm. The second point that I really want people to get through is overcome your fear. Get out of your comfort zone. Live on the edge. Stop being in the box. And for me, there is no box. And that's why I was so sad when I was young. I have big idea of traveling the world. I wanted to be a singer. Like I was hoping in 84 when Celine Dion sang for the Pope. I was hoping she would be sick so I can raise my hand and I can sing instead of Celine Dion.
Right. Well, you have changed a little bit. Yeah, I don't see you going around hoping people are sick anymore. You just said, well, I'm just going to do it. Let's just do it. It's you know, I was just recently reading it. It's that phrase that you've heard before, feel the fear and do it anyway. I mean, you just walk through it because it's really what locks us up is what we have within us. So you're walking right through that illusion of fear.
Yes, and that's why the motorcycle racing is a big metaphor, and I will share my prosperity racing to success also with you, with your listeners today. But that analogy and that metaphor even do events at the racetrack. I did one last week, and I hire a professional motorcycle racer people can go on the back of the bike at 140, 162 miles per hour, the fastest that they went last Sunday. And everything is about getting out of your comfort zone. Let it go. Trust.
I love
go
it.
With the flow. Go with your challenges.
Oh, I love it. Yes, Nadine, that is exactly it. You just gave me chills because that is it. It's like, just go for it. Just live. We came here to live life and really embrace it. So hang on to that energy. You're revving up. I can hear her revving up that engine on that one. And you know what? We're going to be taking a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with our amazing guest today, with all of her energy, Nadine Lajoie, or Lajoie. There we go. I'll probably say it different every single time. I'm doing my best. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com, or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
We've already said goodbye. Since you gotta go, oh, you better go.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And wow, we've already got a dynamic start. My guest today is Nadine Lajoie, and she's an empowering, very inspirational person. And what she does is success coach, and she's been a champion motorcycle racer, and she was sharing that before we went to break. But what I want to point out, and we want to power up with what she was talking about, spirituality sometimes gets confused with a religious preference, and it's not necessarily the case. Your spiritual self, who you are inside, is what we're talking about. When we talk about spirituality, we are talking about that person inside you and pulling that person up and empowering you to be all you can be. And that's what Nadine is about. And before we went to break, you were sharing how you had these people on a motorcycle to help them overcome some tough times they were going through. And you just had them on the back of a motorcycle with a professional racer. Is that right, Nadine?
Yes, and the metaphor is really like when people jump in a parachute or do white rafting. When you live something through your body, like a real impressive and deep experience, like when you experience a death, it becomes an inside experience. So with the motorcycle, I'm trying to bring the people back to that body and just transform that energy and that adrenaline in their physical, emotional, and spiritual body. Because when you have really a big impact or a car accident, everything changed. Like your energy is just vibrating and just changing. And each time I was having actually a motorcycle accident when I was a racer, I broke my collarbone and get full concussion. I was always coming back to my energy girl and my Reiki master to realign me because I was feeling that something was off. Because it's a huge experience. Right. And this weekend, actually, last weekend, there were one participant. She wanted to go, but she was on the edge, and she didn't want to go finally. And at the end, I was asking her why she was feeling so emotional. And she just lost her dad during Thanksgiving, and the event was Sunday. And we told her to use that motorcycle experience as an inner and outer body at the same time. Because when you go at 162 miles per hour, you need to focus on the present moment. Mm-hmm. And using that by feeling her dad in herself with her and look through her eyes, that is what convinced her to go on the bike. She came back. She was so calm. Her eyes were so different. She didn't feel that emotional, overwhelming feeling. She was feeling that her dad was with her. Mm-hmm. That's okay. He's okay. And now they are going through life at full speed, both together. So that was really an amazing experience. And when she was sharing, like almost everybody, we were crying because that was just so beautiful.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, I wanted to ask about your teen CEO reality show. What is the inspiration with that? I mean, that's an interesting one because that's young people, obviously. But what are you doing with that reality? What is that?
The TV reality show actually is to teach about business and champion mindset to teenagers. And the reason for that is when I was a teenager, I was so unhappy and wanted to commit suicide. And I didn't have any role model, like positive role model. And I said, I need to do something for those teens. Of course, I'm using the motorcycle racing. So when I'm going to speak in schools and all that, I use the motorcycle racing, the video, the picture. I'm a cool chick right off the bat. Mm-hmm. But with being cool at the beginning, I always share all my stories of success, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and showing them with that champion mindset that it's possible to have a business and money. Because everybody is attracted to money, become a millionaire, so it's why I put that in my bio, because that was true at 41 years old. Mm-hmm. For me, it doesn't mean so much, but for other people, money is the point of attraction. business, how to make money. So it's why I'm coaching about business, but I'm always bringing the champion mindset and that personal growth that I did since 99. I went to a spiritual center, personal growth center. And from 99 to 2004, I was really into searching into myself. What do I need to do? What can I do to help other people and transform myself first if I want to transform others?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is really what every one of us we need to do, discover ourselves, being powerful inside ourselves, taking action, which is my third point from the beginning, taking action. Whatever mm-hmm. action you need to take, do it. Because nobody around you will do it. And
right.
For me, those teenagers are the hope of the future. So if we don't teach our teenager properly right now, we are in big trouble in 20 years. And mm-hmm. that's what happened 20 years ago when they started to change all the school system, no sports, no music, no arts, no nothing. And now the suicide rate is just growing. The gang rate is just growing. And everything negative is just growing because those teenagers, they don't have friends, like nice, positive role model friends, and they are not able to express themselves and express their dreams. When I go mm-hmm. speak in school, most of the time, their comments is that they didn't know they have a dream. They didn't know they can have a dream, or they didn't know that they can realize their dream. Sometimes they are 12, 13, 14 years old. They are writing me that in their comment section. I'm crying every time. How in as a society we are holding those teenagers in that box of becoming an employee, 9 to 5, not having dreams, not being able to travel or to have enough money to feed their family. Like, those media are creating a lot of negative feeling on those teenagers, and I want to do the other way around, just bringing a positive energy dynamic that everything is possible.
That's amazing, and I just want to say thank you for what you're doing, because just when you were saying they didn't even know that they had a dream or could have one, whoa, that's powerful, because everybody has one. And think about it, all the adults out there. I mean, you're trying to find yours, and she's trying to change this through new generations, and that's amazing, because when you do that at a young age, before all of that gets pounded down, I mean, it's just harder to get back up. So you're taking it and you're shifting that, showing them that there's all these possibilities. That's amazing. But you're pretty much, that's what your system is about for a lot of people that are taking that. I would imagine helping entrepreneurs, or what challenges and trying to be successful, trying to not be afraid of success. I bet that's out there.
Oh yeah, and a lot of people, including myself, we have a lot of fear of being successful because people around us become jealous. Mm-hmm. Because we have big dreams, and we at one point we think maybe we can reach them, and everybody around us tell us, "Oh no, you cannot do that. You cannot travel the world." I'm born on a farm. I barely speak English until 2007. And when I was telling people I want to become a celebrity, I want to travel the world, I want to be on stage, now I'm speaking and singing every conference that I do. I bring my singing on stage. I bring my singing on radio and everywhere. Why? Because for me, it's bringing a bridge between the head and the heart, because the singing is bringing people into their heart. And that is what is missing. The missing point right now, a lot of people are thinking with their head. They want money, they want to become an entrepreneur. Okay, fine, I will teach that too. I have 6 businesses. I have no problem teaching about business and entrepreneurship. But we need to do that personal growth and that heart-to-heart connection with the people. And my show, the TV show, is a mix between The Apprentice and Oprah Winfrey. There is nothing like that on the market, bringing that personal growth and well-being into a TV show, and we are really excited about that. We are in discussion with a couple of TV network right now, and that would be really amazing and give them hope, give mm-hmm. the teenager hope about another solution.
Yes, absolutely.
Being That's... miserable for all their life.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that you're planning to bring on the air. You're working something out to bring it to television. Is that correct?
Yes, we have about three or four different TV network in discussion right now. And at the beginning, I was willing to do that on cable TV and small TV network. But now that I have a lot of interest, so I'm trying to find the best deal in the biggest TV network possible to be able to reach millions of teens on that. And also people in India, in Africa. I'm speaking a lot like in Africa, Europe, and India. And I have people who are interested in licensing my show overseas. So that would be a great movement, the Teen CEO Show movement all around the world that I want to create.
That's amazing. And we are going to take a short break. If anybody has a question out there, you want to call in if you have a question about what we're talking about today for Nadine, the number's 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. We'll be back in a flash.
All this talk is really useless. You run for cover every time I'm close to you.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we have a wonderful guest with us today. We've been having a great conversation about empowering and inspiring your life and really, really living it with your passions and empowering. My guest today is Nadine Lajoie, and she's a powerful, dynamic lady out there making a difference in the world. So I want to say right now, thank you, Nadine, for what you're doing out there. And you have done that by overcoming your own challenges in life. So, yeah, you've written books. I mean, you've got all kinds of stuff going on here. So what would you want to share with the listeners about how you've done this and, you know, how you've brought yourself to where you are today?
Yeah, thank you for asking, because as I mentioned at the beginning, finally when I discovered my mission and I was on a spiritual quest in 2006, that story about wanted to commit suicide always came back. And I want to share that story because probably a few or a lot of your listeners are feeling probably depressed or stuck or burnout right now. And sometimes it really happens to me too. So it's just having that energy and that trust and that faith that life will be better. And again, like really refocusing on your passion. And at that time, until the age of 25, I always said, if life is not better at 25 years old, I will kill myself. And piano and volleyball just saved my life. Every day I was waking up thinking, okay, I'm going to play piano today or volleyball or both. Okay, let's do another day. Let's do another day. And finally, I studied in actuary, which I wanted to travel and make $180,000 a year. It ended up that I was a secretary in Montreal, living in a studio and making $18,000 a year. And for 2-3 years, I was at the bottom rock of my life. My life didn't go well. My relationship didn't go well. I hated my job like crazy. I hated Montreal. I hated the snow. And I said, okay, now after a hockey game, I came back, turned on the TV, and there was a suicide episode. And that TV host, she said, if you want to commit suicide, you can do it. But you need to call at least one friend. And that night I was so depressed, and that was the night that I wanted to do it. And finally, no coincidence in life, I turned on that TV show, and that TV host changed my life. I was crying on my couch and being sad and wanting to give up. And finally, at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I decided to call my mom because I had no friend at that point, obviously. Mm-hmm. I was too negative. So I called my mom and I told her, thank you very much for what you did for me. I'm done. I'm just trying to kill myself tonight. And she started to listen. Mm-hmm. People don't want solution. People need to be listened. So she was asking questions to make me talk, to make me get out of that anger, get out of that sadness inside myself. So I talked probably for an hour or two. And finally she said, try to go through tomorrow, call me tomorrow night. And it went on like that for a few months. And for me, my message right now is really to everyone, never give up. Never give up your life. Never give up your dream. Never give up what you're doing. Never give up your instinct, your power inside yourself. Don't give up on yourself. And always remember that you have a friend. And remember you, that song. Mm-hmm. When you're down and trouble, and you need some loving care, and nothing is going right, you've got a friend, oh yeah, you've got a friend, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I want to do applause right now because that was beautiful. I was going to ask you to sing something to us because I knew it was in there. Oh, and that's a great story. It's inspirational. I mean, when you look at, you could have taken your life, and because you didn't, now look all of this that you've lived. You know, you've lived.
You know what? that is a little bit sad, because it looks like people, as human beings, I guess we need to hit the bottom rock to get back. And we see that a lot, like from people who got abused when they were young, or they got a cancer, or they got an illness, a heart attack, and finally their life changed for the positive and for the better after that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is in the human being that brings us in those rock bottom to really shine. And some people don't go through that, but hopefully we can find other solution and other avenue for people to really realize their dream and make something good out of a situation without going through those bad moments.
Right. No, I hear you. I've asked those same questions. I've just looked up to the universe and said, wow, you know, are we all school of hard knocks, you know, or is there a way to have a gentler lesson? Because, you know, we are learning, obviously, as we do that. But, you know, you have a good point there. And I've asked those questions myself. I don't know if I have all the answers, but as I continue to go through mine, and I know that you do the same, Nadine, we have our ups and downs. Exactly. It's not like everything's picture perfect. I mean, that's the ebb and flow of life, right? But it's how you're overcoming and knowing that this will pass when you're in those low moments, and then it'll come back up again. And knowing and focusing on that, I guess, is what helped me when I would have the downtimes. You have really lived since you changed your mind back at then in the day. And I love what your mom was doing. It's like, make it through to the next day and then call me. So you took the overwhelming fact of life just being too much, and you broke it down into just focus right now, one day at a time. And it's not as overwhelming when you're trying to pull yourself up and out.
Yes, and actually that really goes with my story at Daytona. Act one corner at a time. When I went to Daytona Bike Week, that morning it was raining, and I was the only woman out of 75 guys. But during all the practices, each practice you practice one corner at a time. You practice to be fast in one corner for one practice. Second practice, you practice another corner. So by the end of the weekend, when the racing is coming and the adrenaline and the energy kicked in, now everything, like a puzzle, is just putting all together, and that's where you are faster. Mm-hmm. And that Sunday morning, it was raining, and I had that big negative answer telling me, oh, don't race in the rain. It's too dangerous. People were asking me, where is your boyfriend? I said, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have time. They saw my RV with my trailer, 40 foot long, with two bikes, my plates of Quebec. And people said, no, it's not possible that you are here by yourself. If something happened, what do we do? I said, there is a piece of paper in my RV with all the ambulance, helicopter, my parents, my business partner, and all that. Just make phone calls and just ship me at the hospital. What do you want me to do? But that morning, I had a big hamster and going. And at one point, I sat down and I said, okay, I need to breathe. I need to refocus on the positive stuff, and started to visualize that my start would be good and all that. Mm-hmm. So I arrived on the start finish line on Sunday morning, and because it was raining, people usually, they have their own mechanic, and Nadine is me, myself, and I. I had to change my tires at the last minute, chose the wet tire that was the best choice. I arrived on the start finish line, and half of the people didn't show up. Half of the people didn't show up like it is in life.
Right.
Because a lot of people, they are not even getting up. They are not getting out of their comfort zone. They are not going through life fully. They are zombie. Mm-hmm. And for me that morning, something switched. And I just took the start. And on the first corner, I was second. But after that, like a bunch of people are passing me because we are two or three different races at the same time. So you never know who is in your category or not. Mm-hmm. And finally, I was just focusing one corner at a time. Just dance with your bike. Breathe in your helmet. Smile in your helmet. go with the flow. Dance with your bike. Dance with your life. Dance with your challenges. And that last lap, that hamster came back about, oh, you need to don't crash because now you will finish the race. So I rolled off the gas a little bit, and somebody passed me in the last couple of corners. I arrived in the pit. Everybody was happy for me. And finally, I finished third at Daytona against 75 guys.
That's
why?
Whoa.
Because half of the people didn't show up, and I could have finished second instead of third, but I went into my comfort zone.
And
that's what killed my second place. And for me, this is one of the biggest lessons of my life and my teaching and my coaching and my speaking about stop waiting for other people, stop not waking up in the morning, and just do it. Take the start.
And absolutely, man, I'm going to hang on to that thought right there. Don't lose that momentum because that's good stuff. We've got to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back in just a minute. Hang on, hang on.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Down and trouble, and you need a helping hand. And nothing.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. Wow, this show is flying by quick, but it always is when we're having such a great time here. We love doing the show and we love putting out the energy. And my guest today has been Nadine Lajoie, and she has been sharing her amazing story and her passions, her mission out there on making a difference in the world, not just sitting back and just letting go and not doing anything with it. She's overcome it in her own life. She's been sharing that story. So if you've missed any part of this interview, the archives will be out there. You can always catch the archives over at transformationtalkradio.com on my show page in the archive section. That I have all the links also listed on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And Nadine, how can people find you? What, you got a website, you've got a book. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on out there?
Yeah, thank you very much. And people can reach me at NadineCoaching.com or NadineRacing.com. It's really easy to find. You can Google my name. You will find me. So NadineCoaching.com. And actually, the stories that I share with you also, they are in my book, where I published with Motivational Press, and it's called Win the Race of Life with Balance and Passion at 180 Miles per Hour. And I love that analogy of motorcycle racing, as you can see, and that is something different, something new in the market, because I'm the first motorcycle racer and speaker and author in the world. So, and then I want to share also my racing, Prosperity Racing System, which is the acronym of racing. And if people have a pen and a paper, if you can do that exercise on yourself, and at NadineCoaching.com, you have that for free. You have a video and explaining about that, and you have a workbook. Because for me, it's kind of I resume all my life into those six acronyms. What did I do in motorcycle, in piano, in volleyball? I was top 10 in volleyball. You were telling me offline that you are also playing volleyball. So when I was playing volleyball, I'm 5'1". I broke my knee 5 times. And I still played volleyball. I still made it to the Canadian Championship and played against Olympians. 5 of my friends went to the Olympic in 2004, and I quit in 2000 because of my knee injury. Mm. And in 2000, when I got my knee surgery, I bought a motorcycle for myself as a celebration, or just in case I cannot play volleyball, I would be able to do something else, another passion. And finally, that year I was playing volleyball and motorcycle. And finally, I was happy with the motorcycle. And 2 years later, I was on the racetrack. I started racing in 2003. I was 33 years old. My first race. It's not like I was riding a bike since I'm young. I got my first bike at 31 and raced at 33. And that's also different stories and tools that I share in my book, Win the Race of Life, because people need to have a plan, needs to have a plan of action. And that racing acronym, the R, is for recognize your finish line. Recognize your dream in 3 aspects of your life. Take a piece of paper, and on 3 different lines, it's personal, professional, and spiritual. When I do life coaching, that's what I do. When we do business coaching, we can choose 3 different things in business, like social media, marketing, customer service, technology, or whatever. Whatever you need to improve on the R, it's recognize your dreams, recognize your finish line. Mm-hmm. The A is for act one corner at a time, one step at a time. Remember my story at Daytona, focusing on one corner. What do I need to do in this corner? And remember, if you feel you are going slow, it's because you are going fast. If you feel you're going fast, it's because you are going slow. Mm. And that day, I was feeling slow. I was hearing my breath in my helmet. I was smiling. I was just living without too much expectation. And my goal was just to finish the race, to be one of the few women finishing a race or be at a race at Daytona Bike Week. And so the act one corner at a time made me that third position, because I was focusing on one little step at a time. Mm-hmm. And the C is for care about your family, your business, your friends, everything. Care about your inner self. And then the story I wanted to share on that is really, when I consulted my energy healer, I call them my energy girl. I have a Reiki master, and I have another girl who is doing antenna of leisure, lecher or leisure, L-E-C-H-E-R. And when my life was bad again, like in 2006, so 11 years after my bad moment, I was going down the same hill. I said, I know, I don't want to go there anymore. And she was telling me, what do you need to change in your life? Just change it. And I was, oh, I want to go in the south. I don't like the snow. I don't like Quebec. I want to go around the world, but I cannot do that. I have a business. I have a house. I have a car. She said, just sell everything. And I just sell everything. Are you kidding me? Like for 3 months, 4 months, I was meditating and walking and 45 minutes, 1 hour a day. And I was asking, what do I need to do? And at one point, I decided to sell my house and my car, bought that RV, and go travel the States for 4 months, 10,000 miles, 21 states.
Wow.
And from that, that's where my life changed, because that was supposed to be for 4 months. Finally, it lasted 4 years, and now I'm still living in California. So I got out of my comfort zone. I took care of myself, my own dreams, and my own intuition was to get out of Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hard because the materialist is always there.
Yeah, and quickly, before we go off the air, because you had to let go. All that stuff you had to sell was really the anchors keeping you there. And it was just change it. It was as simple as that. And seeing it when you said the fast, slow, I like that, because the illusion is the opposite sometimes.
Yes.
If it's not working, look for the answer to be in the opposite. That's what I was seeing. Yes. And we're running out of time. You had a couple of more letters there. Can you quickly do them? We have about a minute.
Yes. The I is for in power. The N is for never give up. And the G is for get it done. So for each of those six letters, I have a plan. It's 18 goals, and I have another series of 18 goals. So I'm helping my clients to accomplish 36 goals in 36 months. And you have already a lot of bonuses and free stuff online on nadinecoaching.com. And hopefully you can realize your dream and get out of the comfort zone at 180 miles per hour.
Absolutely. This has been a wonderful, wonderful time with you. Thank you for being with us today. It was a great inspiration to me and the listeners. And we are out of time. And for those that may have not caught what she was talking about with her websites, I have them also on my website on that show page as well, and over in Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much, everyone. Go over, check it out, JenRoyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. I wish all of you much love, happiness, and success. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.